It's hot outside. In most offices in Seattle, air conditioning keeps the employees cool. That's not happening at the architecture firm Weber Thompson. 10 years ago, they built their new headquarters in Seattle's South Lake Union neighborhood, and they built it without air conditioning to prove it could be done. This office uses about half the electricity of a traditional office building. KUOW's Joshua McNichols went to their office to see how they're surviving the heat.
It's 85 degrees outside the Terry Thomas building, and inside, it's 78 degrees. I noticed you're sweating a little bit. How are you doing?
I'm fine. I did walk back briskly from a lunch about 3/4 of a mile away to get here in time for this. So that's really why I've got the glow going.
Kristen Scott is a partner at Weber Thompson, and she's fine with talking about her glow because she believes air conditioning tends to cut you off from the outside world.
You forget how hardwired humans are, I think, to really enjoy the natural environment and how much respite you take from being connected to nature, even when you're in an urban environment like a city. Those opportunities become really precious.
Connecting with nature means making some compromises. Like, this office has a casual dress code. People here wear shorts. Some even wear flip-flops. But you can't just take a regular modern office and remove the AC. I mean, this building was designed to stay naturally cool from its very inception. The office is shaped like a donut, with a courtyard at the center, lined with windows you can open.
And then the perimeter of the building has other operable windows.
When you open the windows on both sides, the courtyard becomes what's called a thermal chimney. It sucks up air and pushes it into the sky. That draws a breeze across the office, and it all happens naturally, without power.
When people ask, what is it like inside this building without air conditioning on a hot day? It's really like being under the shade of a big tree outside and you've got this gentle breeze washing over you. So yes, it's warm, but it's comfortable because there's air movement.
This four-story building was built to show off these techniques. The workers at Weber Thompson are totally into it, but selling it to others has not been easy.
Have you succeeded in sort of like proselytizing this method of design without air conditioners to other offices?
I guess I have to say that we have not succeeded in having another project without air conditioning. And that's mainly, I think, because while we're very focused on sustainable design, and the new projects are also, they're larger buildings.
Meaning the office spaces are wider, which makes it harder to draw breezes across them. Also, you can't do this without the central courtyard. Most developers aren't interested or able to leave a chunk of unrentable space in the middle of their building. Climate change may be another factor. When the firm ran temperature simulations before this office was built, they estimated the office would be truly too hot for human comfort about 20 hours a year. Now, that's climbed to around 30 hours a year. One day last year, the outside temperature reached almost 100 degrees. So the firm set up a kiddie pool in the courtyard, and everybody got a popsicle. In Seattle's South Lake Union neighborhood, I'm Joshua McNichols, KUOW News.